France, far-left LGBTQ plus activist accused of running darknet pedophile ring. By Kurt Zindelka on July 13, 2025. A far-left LGBTQ plus activist in France is alleged to have been at the heart of an underground pedophile network that drugged and raped children as young as 3 years old. Pierre-Alain Cotinot, a former candidate for the far-left La France Insoumise, LFI/France in Rebellion, party during the 2021 regional elections and a former head of an LGBTQ plus activist group, faces accusations of orchestrating a darknet child rape network. French newspaper Le Parisien reported having obtained internal communications as well as video footage from Cotinot's group, which the paper described as being unbearably violent and nausea-inducing. This included footage of a young boy of 2 or 3 years old on a leash being anally raped by a group of men in an awful orgy. The case was initially opened after Dutch police discovered footage of a young girl, likely 3 or 4 years old, calling out in French for her mother as a man was anally raping her. Adding to the horror of the footage, the young girl appeared to suffer from a disability, forcing her to have a gastric tube. A screenshot of the victim's face was passed to France's juvenile office, Ofman, which specializes in cases dealing with violence against children. A nursery school manager in Coufay said that she knew the identity of the child, a disabled girl who previously was in the care of social services but was later placed in the care of Pierre-Alain Cotinot, who had a daughter in the same class as the girl. Cotinot was given custody of the girl after a 60-hour training course and a criminal background check, which apparently did not raise any red flags. After he was identified as a potential suspect by French police, the far-left activist fled the country to Tunisia, supposedly on vacation. However, according to Le Parisien, the trip appeared to have been rushed, indicating that he may have been tipped off about the investigation. However, upon the request of the French security services, Cotinot agreed to return to France in September of last year and was indicted for rape and torture or barbarism, a charge typically withheld for the most heinous of crimes. The report from Le Parisien claimed that alleged co-conspirators, arrested in February, had disclosed to the police that they had seen Cotinot crushing up the tranquilizing drug Xanax into yogurt intended for the alleged boy victim. The paper also claimed to have obtained chat messages from the Darknet group, in which Cotinot is said to have declared, "I have children available." Additionally, Le Parisien claimed that Cotinot's mother told police that when he was 15 years old, after revealing his homosexuality, he had been found to have allegedly sexually assaulted a 4-year-old in the care of his family. His mother reportedly informed Child Protection Services. However, it appears that no action was taken and it seemingly did not come up as a red flag when he was given custody of the young disabled girl. Commenting on the reports, French MEP Marion Maréchal said, "This affair turns the stomach. Absolute disgrace. It is high time to seriously question the failure of child protection, clearly incapable of discerning those to whom it entrusts children." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.